AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. President Trump says a deal to end the Iran war is near after Tehran dismissed his 15-point ceasefire plan, launching more attacks on Israel and Gulf Arab countries. The president spoke at a fundraiser last night in Washington.
And they are negotiating, by the way, and they want to make a deal so badly, but they're afraid to say it because they figure they'll be killed by their own people. They're also afraid they'll be killed by us.
Iran has issued its own plan via state television, which includes an end to the killings of its officials and a means to make sure no other war is waged against it. It also includes reparations for the war, an end of hostilities, and Iran's sovereignty over the Strait of Hormuz. Former Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro is back in a New York courtroom today as he seeks to have his drug trafficking indictment thrown out. Maduro's lawyer argues the U.S. is violating his constitutional rights by blocking Venezuelan government funds from being used to pay his legal costs. Today will be the first time Maduro and his wife, Celia Flores, will be in court since January's arraignment. Both have pleaded not guilty. An NFL standout is facing a lawsuit for allegedly biting a woman and making anti-Jewish remarks.
Star Los Angeles Rams receiver Puka Nacua has been sued for assault and battery by a woman who says he made anti-Semitic remarks and bit her on the shoulder on New Year's Eve. The civil lawsuit was filed in Los Angeles, according to TMZ. The suit also cites gender violence and negligence. Plaintiff Madison Atiabi claims Nacua made an anti-Semitic exclamation that emotionally distressed her when they were together in Century City. She says Nacua bit her and left teeth marks on her shoulder while they were in a van together later in the night, and says Nacua also bit her friend's thumb. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
This is AP News. A former nurse has taken over the reins of the Church of England.
Sarah Mullally, a former cancer nurse who became a priest at the age of 40, has been installed as the Archbishop of Canterbury in a ceremony celebrating her election as the first woman to lead the Church of England.
Willingly, I share with you the service of the churches of this country and pledge myself to strive for the full visible unity of Christ Church in truth and love.
Although Mullally, who's 63, formally became an archbishop in January, Wednesday's event marked the beginning of her public ministry as both the head of the Church of England and the spiritual leader of the worldwide Anglican Communion. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Mullally begins her tenure as archbishop at a difficult time for the church. Members are deeply divided over issues such as the role of women and the treatment of LGBTQ+ people. I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.